To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
We've all heard the importance of using our daily moisturizer, but is there a way to get it to last longer or to get more out of it? I think there is, and I know someone who knows, and he's my wonderful co-host, David Pollack. Hey, David.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I love this subject. And in my mind, we've got moisturizers for our face and for our body. So I break it into different categories. So some of the things we're going to talk about today apply to both. Some we'll talk about more than the other. The biggest thing I want to share is your product's designed to use a certain amount. And so the biggest thing I'll tell you is never, ever, ever add water to the product. Some people, when it gets down to the last few drops, like to mix in water to it. That water is not preserved. It can actually grow bacteria after it's been in the jar. Okay, and you have actives in there that you're diluting down. So use your product, okay? Get the most out of it. Use every last drop, but never add water to it. And use it like it's supposed to be. I have some people where your products are designed maybe, let's just say, 6 weeks, that will use a drop or two at a time trying to get more out of it. You've spent the money on getting a product that you trust. Use it. Because it's going to deliver those results. If you don't use it correctly, you're not going to see the results and get disappointed. So use it like it's supposed to be used. Never dilute it and ruin the formula. So those are just a couple tips. But let's talk about moisturizers even, or ways even before we apply the moisturizers, how to have our skin soft. And I'm talking about face and body. And here, when you shower, when you take a bath, I say shower because most guys do, but women, well, you're always on the go. But now and then, you got to just relax a little and take a bath and just soak for a little. But the biggest thing, don't ever use soap. That's now that you're relaxing, don't ever use soap. The soap is going to dry out your skin and disrupts the pH. And so what do? You want to be clean. Use a liquid body wash. Liquid body washes are now made with cleansing agents that are not considered soap. Soap typically has a high pH, and that disrupts your normal skin process. And so it'll wash away part of the lipid barrier. Your skin has to start reacting to that high pH. And so all you're doing is drying out the skin. So use a liquid body wash. The other is exfoliate, and you hear me say it almost every time we're on air, but exfoliate and get rid of the dead skin cells. Our skin is in a constant state of renewal, but as we age, that slows down. And so if you'll exfoliate, you're accelerating that back up. So you're taking a cycle that's slowed down to maybe 28 days and bringing it back to 21, and you're revealing new skin cells and actually preparing them to be nourished.
All right, so exfoliating. We've talked about this before, but just as a review, you like the sugar scrub over the salt scrub, correct? Or how about a good old-fashioned loofah?
Well, first of all, a loofah, but as we've talked about in previous shows, make sure to either rinse it well and let it dry or throw it out periodically, because they'll grow bacteria, especially with the warm water from the shower, the humidity. I love loofahs. I love some of the large grain exfoliators for the body. If you have a lot of dry, dull skin or cracked heels or your elbows, use a large grain exfoliator. And then on the face, I like either one of the chemical peels or something with a finer grain. So either it's a crushed bamboo, maybe it's an exfoliator like a non-irritating type. The old-fashioned ones used to irritate the skin, but the new ones like the wild durian enzyme, you can actually create something that doesn't irritate the skin but will exfoliate. So just the bottom line is you want to get the cell turnover rate back in line to the way it was when we were younger, and it'll help get rid of wrinkles, it'll help even out skin tones, and it'll prepare our skin for being moisturized. The other is pick the right lotion, and often people don't pick the right lotion. They get products that contain things that disrupt the pH or dry out the skin. They contain either an emulsifier or a binding agent like a polysorbate or an emulsifying wax, and you can look on the back of the label and see if it says polysorbate, emulsifying wax, mineral oil, petrolatum, dimethicone, things that are occlusive. Stay away from them. Get a moisturizer that'll work with the body, whether it's a gel or gel cream or something that works synergistically with the body.
Now, David, I've always heard, and you out there, you may have heard this as well, is that you want to put the moisturizer on when your skin is still a little damp. Is that true? Is that a myth? that a legend? What is that?
No, it's true. It's true. When you get out of the tub, don't fully towel dry. Obviously, you don't want to get out soaking wet because you're going to slip and fall if you're a klutz like me. But what you want to do is just dab the towel or blot the towel over you so you're still a little bit damp but not completely dry. Then take the moisturizer based on things we just talked about of having the right one for you, and then apply it all over your body. And what it's going to do is it's going to mix with that moisture and bind it to the skin. And you're doing it. It's all fresh at that time, and it's going to bind it and lock it into the skin. So it's the best time to apply your moisturizer.
Oh, that's great. Now, when you're looking at moisturizers, obviously, just like every other skincare product we always talk about, you mentioned staying away from the emulsifiers, the wax. We want to stay away from the sulfates and the, what was the other one? Mm-hmm. You better say
propylene glycol. Any of the glycols, parabens. We have a long list, and they can go to radiomd.com, and we'll make sure it's posted there to download. So there's a lot of things you want to stay away from. But when you find the right product and something maybe high with high levels of a hyaluronic acid, which is naturally found in the body that'll bind 1,000 times its weight in water to the skin, these are things you want to put onto the body. And so you can moisturize the skin. So look for products that are formulated for you. And stay away from the harmful things. You're going to get the most out of it. And I'm going to tell you another trick or two. Here's one I love.
Oh, good.
When you get in the bath or the shower, a lot of women, that's when they shave their legs. And I'm telling you to stay away from soap. But what do? You put shave cream all over your legs and then shave your legs. But shave cream is a bunch of foam. Okay, especially the aerosol cans. Well, how do they get all that foam? It's a soap that's in the can. So it is doing a couple things wrong. It's number one, creating all these air bubbles that is a bind or it blocks as a barrier, I'm going to say, between the blade and your skin. So you're going to have more nicks and cuts and not have a close shave, so you're going to have to do it more often. Next, it'll dry out the skin because it's a soap. So what would you do? What could you use instead? You ready? A hair conditioner.
David, that's what I use. And I swear to everyone out there, we have never, ever talked about this. And I shave my legs with conditioner. And the whole time you're talking, I thought, I bet he's going to say conditioner.
I was going to say, you've either listened to a beauty tip before or you've got somebody giving you advice that, you know, it's an awesome, awesome tip.
No, I came up with this on my own. I really did.
Well,
it just made sense
minds.
To me. It made my legs soft.
It does. It conditions your hair and softens your hair. So do the same for your legs, and you're going to get a closer shave because there is no longer the barrier between the blade and the skin. It is non-soap, so it's going to moisturize the skin. You're going to have less nicks, and you're not going to have to shave as often. So it truly is the best way to do it. And I got to tell you, when you travel, no need to pack a shave cream anymore. Use the hair conditioner when you get there. So it's a great solution, and it's going to keep your skin moisturized. I'll tell you another one. If you live up north, and you have all the dry air, and I know we're starting to get into summer, but if you look at today's weather, it's cold across the country. And so what can you do? You have your heat running and it dries out the air. Plug a humidifier in the bedroom. So when you go to sleep tonight, that humidifier will help restore moisture in the air so that air is not drying out your skin tonight, but it'll actually help moisturize. So there's nothing wrong with doing it. Is add a cool humidifier, not those hot vapor ones, but just a cool humidifier to help restore moisture into the air. So there's a lot of tips we can do.
Yeah, with that, I just have to keep my hair covered or the frizz is unbelievable. So I'll get nice soft skin, but frizzy hair, so that's a whole nother.
You've got a whole nother show there. We're not going to have enough time to cover
David.
Hair. We're going to come back to hair. And one you've heard me mention before as we talk about tips like with shaving is also if you have dry feet, heels, okay, take a heavy moisturizer. My favorite is take a shea butter base or one of the heavier creams or balms. Again, stay away from mineral oils, stay away from petrolatum, stay away from dimethicones, but use your natural heavy moisturizers like shea butter. Put it all over your skin, your heels, your feet, and then put a pair of socks on and go to sleep tonight, a pair of cotton socks. What it'll help do is bind it, allow the skin to breathe while binding it to the skin, and you're going to find after the first time you do it, you're going to wake up in the morning with your skin being restored, those cracks starting to disappear, and your feet soft as they were when you were younger. And so there's a lot of simple tips you can do to moisturize your skin.
Oh, that's great. So I'm guessing we should exfoliate our feet too, right, before we do the moisture in the socks?
From head to toe, we need to look at everything. Exfoliate your feet, moisturize your feet, moisturize your body when it's moist. Find the right product that's for you, and never, ever, 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 ever use soap. Use a liquid body wash.
Never use soap.
And that's my suggestion.
Okay.
Never, because it'll dry out the skin. So those are some of the tips to get the most out of your moisturizer. So I want to thank everybody for listening today.
Oh,
I just have a lot of fun.
Aw, shucks.
Thank you, everybody, for joining. I'm your personal chemist, David Pollack, with my co-host, Lisa Davis. And you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay healthy.